Chapter 1. A man with small eyes and a ginger moustache came and spoke to me when I was thinking of something else. Together, we walked down a street that was lined with privet hedges. He told me his wife belonged to the Plymouth Brethren, and I said I was sorry, because that is what he seemed to need me to say, and I saw he was a poor, broken-down sort of creature. If he had been a horse, he would have most likely worn kneecaps. We came to a great red railway arch that crossed the road like a heavy rainbow, and near this arch there was a vet's house with a lamp outside. I said, "You must excuse me," and left this poor man among the privet hedges. I entered the house. It was my home, and it smelt of animals, although there was lino on the floor. In the brown hall, my mother was standing, and she looked at me with her sad eyes, half covered by their heavy lids, but did not speak. She just stood there. Her bones were small, and her shoulders sloped. Her teeth were not straight either. So, if she had been a dog, my father would have destroyed her. I said, "Mother, I smell cabbage. It must be lunchtime." She looked scared and scuttled towards the kitchen, holding up her little hands like kitten's paws. I went into the dining room, intending to lay the table, but Mother had been before me, and although the silver was quite bright, there were brown gravy marks on the tablecloth. Even when I arranged salt cellars over them, they were not covered. There were pickles of various colours in jars. The water in the glass jug looked stale, but there was beer for my father. The dining room was dark, because a dirty holly tree came close to the window. You could not have told it was summer, except that the fire grate was filled with pleated paper with soot on it. Before the fireplace was a rug made from a skinned Great Dane dog, and on the carved mantelpiece there was a monkey's skull with a double set of teeth, which seemed to chatter when you looked at them. The three of us sat round the table, eating cold meat.